whatnot.
Shut up! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I did nothing but lay around for 2 weeks. I didn't brush my teeth for weeks.
Oh,
it was like I had giant green fuzzy things.
That's a great habit.
And I don't know what I smelled like, but the cat was like, hell no.
Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
So true.
That is so true, Dick.
They are lousy with VD. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, the big news of the day is the news about Coach Gibbs. Yeah. Let's go live to Fox 5 anchorwoman Wilma Thomas. Wilma.
We've got a little breaking news coming into the Fox 5 newsroom. According to the Associated Press, the questions are now over. Joe Gibbs apparently is re-signing with the Redskins.
Resigning.
Resigning, rather, yeah, with the Redskins. Sorry about that.
What is he, a faggot?
You can't beat that one.
That's ridiculous.
Yes.
What is he, a faggot?
You know, and as much as we have fun talking about Wilma Thomas.
Nice ass.
That was such a line that should have been delivered by Barbara Harrison.
Yeah.
That's so.
We got a little breaking news coming into the Fox 5 newsroom. According to the Associated Press, the questions are now over. Joe Gibbs apparently is re-signing with the Redskins.
Resigning.
Resigning, rather, yeah, with the Redskins. Sorry about that.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
They had to cut Holly short today so he could screw that up.
Yeah. There we go.
All right, cats, kittens, here we go. Lots of stuff we could be discussing. The New Hampshire primaries.
Sure.
Gibbs says goodbye.
Big story.
Seinfeld is sued. All this Britney crap. No, not today, friends.
No, today there's a much more significant news story that's out there.
Our lead story is Rob Scrotum, now missing for over 3 weeks.
Well, Scrotum's not missing.
Part of it is.
Technically, he is still fertile for the next how many weeks?
18 weeks.
18 weeks.
So you're going in for the surgery. It's the Wednesday after we had our break, so it's the Wednesday before the holidays.
Actually, the story begins even before that.
Oh,
because
my,
with the preliminary visit to the doctor, he said, this is not really official, but any tattoo artist will tell you that if you drink beer, it will increase your bleeding. And that's one of the reasons why tattoo artists will never give you a tattoo if you've been drinking. Mm-hmm. So he said, please, if you can.
All you do is drink beer.
On vacation,
minute,
are you kidding?
And in the great tradition of tattoos, the only people that get tattoos were drunk.
I think that.
For years.
Now they frown on drunk people getting
I
tattoos.
I had no idea that, like, drinking beer would thin your blood, though.
That's what he said. So he said, please.
That is so true, Dick.
He said, do you drink beer? I said, sometimes?
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm going to have to curtail my drinking during mosquito season.
Please do.
Don't want to stuff the poor buggers.
The skeeters will be flying crooked.
Skeeters? I've never heard that before.
He said it's not anything that is like written in stone, but it's helpful. And I said, fine. And you know what? A couple weeks out, I had no problem saying, I won't drink beer 24 hours before.
Sure.
Well, the day before, all I did was sit around. It was Julia's birthday the day before the procedure.
And you're off.
And I'm off. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting around and I'm thinking about what's happened to me tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I said, and I'm not allowed to drink. Okay.
You're thinking about it. Nothing would take the edge off your nervousness.
Exactly.
Like a nice ice cold one.
I bet you really wish you smoked weed.
At that point, you bet I did.
Yeah, I
now,
know.
Did he say beer specifically or
he
any
said,
alcohol?
Well, he said beer.
Oh, so you drank alcohol.
So what we did is, it was Julia's birthday. We went out, and what we always do, we went and saw Santa Claus.
Right.
And then we went out for Chinese food,
mm-hmm,
and I had three, count them, three suffering bastards.
A little wow. Rum doesn't hurt you.
That ain't beer.
Right.
A little flavored rum.
That's
that ain't
all right.
Beer. It yeah. helped me get to sleep that night.
Did you go to our favorite joint?
No, we went to the one out near me.
Okay,
but,
very good.
But
all right.
Equally good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got up the next day and paced, because that's what you do, because the procedure was at 3 p.m.
Suffering bastards.
Wow.
Yeah.
Suffering bastard is the best name for a drink.
Oh, it's good.
I still think it's ever been invented.
It is a good drink.
I was more than willing to take him because I wanted to be a part of this history.
Of course you did.
Right.
And
you even called me, I think, that Tuesday, and you said, what time? And Carrie actually juggled the schedule magically so she could be there with me.
Right.
Which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you can't see
that
eyes.
On the radio, the fact that you just gave us the look.
But this figures into it later. So it, we 3 o'clock happens, and we've arranged. Julia's coming home to the neighbors. Robert's being picked up by my mom. They're both going to end up at my mom's house.
Right.
And so we get to the doctor's office just before three. We're actually on time. I'm a beautiful sight. I am ashen. I have blanched. I am wearing sweatpants. And I'm ready to go.
Right.
And I'm a little worked up.
Sure.
And so.
Are you blanching or are you showing your red rosy cheeks?
I think actually that day I was blanching.
Really? You were freaked out.
And one of the things is you have to show up ready to give a urine sample.
Nobody shows his emotional state with his complexion more than Rob Spiewak. I've never seen anything like it.
Robert,
I mean, really.
The mailman.
Rob's got the rosy red cheeks.
Right.
And I would like to see that as well. I have never seen him totally ashen with the color out of his face.
Right.
You know what? My son has the same thing.
He actually shows the
emotion. He does. When he gets
emotion.
Mad, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. So I needle him a lot because I like to see it.
You like to see the cheeks get red.
So not only am I worked up because I'm about to be cut on, I've been holding urine since 1 o'clock because the last thing you want to do is show up and not be able to give the sample.
Okay.
And, right. You know, and I'm thinking I could probably go now and muster up another one, but I don't know. So
you're uncomfortable.
Right. And so I go in and she says, well, the first thing is let's take your blood pressure.
Right.
that's a smart one. Now, they should just give you a pass.
I said, you want to do the same? She said, let's do your blood pressure. Okay. And so she sits me down. She puts the cuff on you.
Genital cuff.
And then the silence. And I'm watching her. And then she blanches.
She says, really? Shit, you're off the charts?
She says, is your blood pressure normally fine? I said, it's fine when I'm not worked up.
It's that thing where it's going...
Yeah, and she takes it twice, and she says, well, this is a little high. I said, well, yeah, you know when it's high? It's high when I'm around doctors and when I'm about to be cut on and when I got to go to the bathroom.
Okay, so that probably had a lot to do with it.
She said, fine. And so I went in and I...
Well, then fine.
She gave me the sample cup. I said, do you have anything any larger? No, and I gave it. I was able to fulfill the urine sample in no time at all. And then I went out, and she said, now, there's a bathroom here. And you're going to undress there and go into the room. But we've got a few minutes. Do you want to go in the lobby and relax? I said, that'll be fine. So I go in the lobby and I sit down. And Carrie's out there reading, like, Better Living in Southern Virginia.
She's reading Cutting Off Your Husband's Balls Monthly.
She's reading
Better Living in Southern Virginia.
Some magazine like that where they're telling you how to make a ham dip. And I'm, you know the magazines I mean?
Yeah, House and Barbecue.
Yeah, go ahead.
All those type of, you know.
What you want to do is bake that with pecans on top. And she's, you know, for her, she's like at the salon. This is great.
Fine eating and bathroom remodeling.
Scrotums of Leesburg.
All I can see to read is the large print edition of Reader's Digest. So I grab it and I'm reading like Humor in Uniform.
This is about the time your eyes are bleeding due to the high blood pressure.
You have got all that going on and all you can read is Reader's Digest. There's not even a People magazine around.
No, nothing. And so it's going on, and the receptionist is a good-looking lady. I would put her sort of like the older lady on Sex and the City, about the same age and about as attractive. What's her name? Kim Cattrall.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Good-looking lady, and I've dealt with her on all the visits. And it turns out she has
nice boobs?
Yes. Everything about her was very put together.
Really?
And it turns out she's married to the doctor.
Say no more.
Naturally.
And it turns out she'll be the nurse assisting during the procedure.
It's always nice
Buzz
to have
give a, you a naturally there. That's the real one.
Always nice to have a very hot woman when you're having something like that.
Yeah,
done.
Exactly.
Also, if she's married to the doctor, I bet she wasn't always.
Isn't that
you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Isn't that
we have those stories in my hometown.
Isn't that the one time that you're really hoping that maybe large Marge
nurse
comes
ball breaker,
the door, right?
Yeah.
Hi, Rob.
Well, it turns out that this good-looking, put-together lady is going to be the nurse. I don't even know this yet.
Hi, Rob. I will be doing your final shaving.
She says, now, your wife is welcome to sit in with you during the procedure.
Or I could.
And I said,
or maybe I could just take this giant pick and put it in your eye.
And I said, answering for Carrie, because Carrie's no fan of surgeries or
right,
blood. I said,
right.
I think she'd probably be more comfortable out here. And Carrie looked at me and she said, you know, it's fine either way. And Carrie was kind of reading into the fact that I probably didn't want her in there.
Now, the doctor will need you to be manipulated just so, and I will be doing that for you. If you'd like, we can have your wife sit in, or I can be with you here alone.
We can dim the lights.
The fluffer.
So
you don't want to do this.
So we leave it with, you know, Carrie will wait out here. And I said, great. And then the doctor comes in. And he says, oh, is this the missus? I say, yes.
Good afternoon. I'm the doctor.
Will she be sitting in with us?
Where's the machine that goes bing? This is the hospital administrator.
Is this the missus?
I'm going to cut your balls.
Will she be sitting in with us today? And I said, I don't think she wants to. And Carrie says, I really, you know, either way. And he says, well, you're more than welcome.
Oh, and you're meanwhile going, no.
Shut up.
Jesus, shut up, doc.
Was there any... Seriously, because I know you joke about Carrie, but was there any part of you at all that thought maybe, you know, from just strictly a hand-holding thing, you know, that you wanted her to be near you?
At that point, I didn't want her there.
Okay.
But I was going to let her do whatever made her happy, as I always do.
Look at it like this. If she was having her tubes tied, can you imagine if the doctor said, how would you like to come in and you know, at least be there for moral support?
Oh,
you know,
boy.
Yeah.
No, thanks. I don't want to see, like, a bowl of maggots rolling around or whatever.
You've been reading your science book.
Whatever it looks like when that happens.
Now, I was
doctor, not only do I not want to be in the room, I'd like to be in another state if I can arrange it.
Like, looking back, when Julia was born, our first, I didn't even want to be in that room.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out, you know,
You know why? Bowl of maggots. Every time.
Bowl of maggots.
It's B-O-M. A bowl of maggots. You know, I think you're not too far off there, you know?
When the child comes out.
I don't want to see the bowl of maggots.
The bowl of maggots.
What is that child, and why is it covered with grape jelly and cream cheese?
And maggots.
And maggots. Just
nasty.
A big bowl of maggots. It turned out that, you know, being there for the birth is great.
Mm-hmm.
But I could understand some hesitation.
Okay.
And at that point, I thought maybe best Carrie not be there.
So she decides she's not going to be there.
Until the doctor comes out.
Okay.
And then he's the cell job.
Yeah, and then the nurse says, well, I think they had determined that she doesn't want to be there. And then the doctor looks at us and says, it's totally up to you.
Oh,
and then Carrie says, yeah, I think I'll come in. And you know, at that point.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. It's fine. It's exactly fine.
Okay.
Carrie. And so.
No fixing. Just
now the reception.
I like that. That's just now.
So she's going to be, but she's not going to be down near your nether regions.
No. And
she'll be up there talking to you.
She'll be down there with a big, gigantic magnifying glass.
At one point, she said she would have liked to have taken a look, but they were all in masks and gloves, and the incision is so tiny.
Down there with her camera phone.
Ka-ching, ching, ching, ka-ching. So she comes in, and now this is when I find out the receptionist is the nurse, is the assisting. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, you're awfully, in my head, I'm thinking, wow, she's awfully good looking to be doing what's about to happen.
Right.
And she brings me in, and she says, now there's the bathroom we talked about. You will go in there, and you can get undressed. You can feel free to leave on your T-shirt and your socks.
So he's got the hot.
So it's just like at home.
Exactly. And you know what? If you think about it, T-shirt and socks is almost more embarrassing than being totally nude.
100% more embarrassing.
T-shirt and socks is like what you'll see, like an infant or a toddler running
exactly.
around, you know, at the beach, right? You know, you just see him with his little wet thing hanging out there.
Just say, look at my penis.
Exactly. I might as well wearing a T-shirt with an arrow pointing down.
Oh, and, you know. If there's only, Rob, I'm sorry, Dewey Cox is only going to be in the theaters for about one more week, and I'm not ruining it for you when I tell you the only reason to see that movie is penis.
Okay.
That's all I want to say.
That's your hint?
Funny, funny penis, and not fake penis.
Front of the movie or end of the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
All right.
Lots of penises in relaxed states.
Okay.
One guy in particular.
Wow. Okay,
who keeps walking into the shot.
Okay.
I'm laughing already. I haven't even seen it.
Wow. It's just one shot where Dewey Cox is on his knees, and the guy walks into the shot, and he's got no pants on. And you just see his twig and berries. And it's like Dewey Cox looks up and he goes, hey, get that out of my face. I'm talking.
A particular guy in the band, perhaps?
I don't even know. You know, I don't know. And it's not like Superbad where they're drawing pictures of the Miami
right.
the and Mike,
thing.
Also, it's not like that movie, The Groove Tube,
right.
where you saw a penis that was pretending to be something else.
Not many penises in our, you know, cinematography.
Right.
You really, you have to go back in the history of film. You don't have a lot of them.
We had to leave the movie and double check the rating because it was so predominantly funny with penises.
And I wonder if now they've modified it a little bit because you say, well, you said before, in a relaxed state. That's probably the most significant part of it.
Which like Nevada.
Which makes them even funnier.
Makes them funnier.
Because you got to understand, you're just seeing the character Dewey Cox going through whatever incarnation it is, Beatles, Elvis, whatever it is,
and he's on his knees almost looking into the camera saying, and I'm having a breakthrough in my life. And all of a sudden this guy comes in, he's naked, and he's just junk there. Wow. And I mean, it's not on screen for 5 seconds. It's like for 60 seconds.
Yep, that's worth it.
Go see it.
And you don't see it very often. It makes it funny.
Dewey Cox.
That'll be no doubt cut out when it's on TBS.
So when last we checked in with you, you're in your T-shirt and your socks and your packages hanging out. And so you got the hot nurse who's assisting the doctor and your wife in the same room.
I leave the tiled dressing room into the procedure room, and there's the cold metal table.
Let's break and pick it up right.
Oh, what a good time to break. What a tease.
Rob is pantless, and he's about to get on the cold metal table.
With Kim Cattrall.
That's a recap. That's not what's going on right now.
And don't forget, Carrie's in the room as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's making out with the nurse.
Womp womp.
Carrie. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.